North Rock Podcast.
So are you finally ready to get your new pastor installed? I'm like telling him, get on with it already. Like, show up. And we're ready to have you as our pastor. So next week's going to be really, really special. I'm going to talk a little bit about Chad and our relationship over the years and the way he's really influenced this church. So some of you know that because you've been around forever. But many, many of you are new and you don't know his story, and we're going to hear a little bit of that next week. Today, I want to talk to you about joining the church. Now, I realize that may not sound like the sexiest title in the world, like, oh, join the church. Oh, wow, that's really exciting. But I want to talk about it because it's such an unpopular thing to talk about. You know, these days, we don't like to talk so much about the church, but we like to talk about Jesus only. You know, we love Jesus, but we're not so sure about the church. Is anybody here with me on that? You know what I mean by that? Well, I get that. I mean, when people, and I hear this all the time, people say, you know, I love Jesus, but, you know, not the church so much. I'm just not into that organized religion kind of thing. And I really understand that. I mean, I pastored this church for 20 years. I mean, I would love to have a faith that didn't involve y'all. I would love to have a faith where it was just me and Jesus loving one another. And I get it, and I totally believe, and I totally understand when people say they have a personal relationship with Jesus. You do. And Jesus speaks to you, and he wants to walk with you. But it's not just personal. Come on. It's also communal. What does that mean? That means that we don't walk with Jesus unless we also walk with each other. Now, I don't like that. I'm not telling you because I like it. I'm telling you that because that's the way Jesus himself set it up. And I'm one of those people that hates to join stuff. Not all of us are like that. I'm kind of introverted. But when you join stuff, you got to sign things. You got to be there. You got to give and help out and stuff. I don't want to do that. There might be a game on. I like to keep my options open. Raise your hand if you like to keep your options open. Yeah. Let's join. Let's make a club of anti-joining. And I'll be the president. Just don't call me or ask me to attend any meetings. You know, I get it. I hear it all the time. People say, you know, I'm just going to have my own walk with God, but I don't want to deal with the church because it's full of hypocrites. And I don't want to deal with the church because I've been hurt. Yeah, tell me about it. You think pastors don't get hurt in church? Hello? I mean, who wants to be in church? Well, all of you, apparently. I had to come. Chad told me I had to take the weekend. Listen, we want to be together, but it's hard to be together. But I want to establish just a couple of things today, and that is that Jesus set it up, and he made it so that we cannot really know him, we cannot really follow him, unless we are part of his church. All right? So just hold on just a few minutes while we try to make this case with you. So Matthew chapter 16, I think we're reading from the Message Bible. Jesus is in a place called Caesarea Philippi, and he asked them this profound question. He pressed them, the scripture says, how about you? He's asking his disciples, who do you say that I am? Simon Peter said, you're the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus came back, God bless you, Simon, son of Jonah. You didn't get that answer out of books or from teachers. My Father in heaven, God himself, let you in on this secret of who I really am. And now I'm going to tell you who you are. I love that comeback. You know who I am, therefore I'm going to tell you who you are. You are Peter, the rock. This is the rock on which I will put together my church. Everybody say my church. My church. Say my church. My church. My church. A church so expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. Now I want you to see just a couple of things right in this one passage. Jesus is talking about who he is. He's talking about who Peter is, all in the context of who and what the church is. All those three things go together. If you want to find out who Jesus is, and you want to find out who you are, you have to do that in the church. And you can't separate Jesus from his body. Do you know that Jesus calls us the body of Christ? That's crazy, isn't it? We are the body of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. You know, somebody said once that you teach best what you need to learn the most. So perhaps that's why this is something that I teach on and that I feel so strongly about, because I'm not one that wants to join a lot. Now, Dee will be in the next service. Dee, my wife, wants to join everything. Oh, let's sign up for that. No, let's don't. Oh, can we? We need to volunteer for that. They're asking for volunteer. We don't have to volunteer for everything just because they're asking. We'll talk about this after the service. They're taking an offering. They're taking an offering. I brought my checkbook. You, we need to pray about this first. Just put it. We need to. You. Just. So some of us like to join. Some of us don't like to join as much. But this is what I know to be true. And that is that in our culture today, we are less and less apt to join anything. And it's because we are brought up in a consumer culture, an individualistic culture. Do you have any idea what I mean by that? Consumer culture means that we're trained, from the time that we're 1 year old, we are trained to be consumers. We're trained to find a bargain. Yeah, hey, and that's okay. We come by it honestly, and we should get bargains. That's why we go to Walmart. We're trying to say, I want to get the most bang for my buck. I want to try to get the most thrill from my bill. And we think the same way about church. Where can I go and just get stuff? Where can I go and not have to put out, but just to get? And look, I believe, I celebrate churches that have high production values and have great services. And I hope our church gets better and better at all that. That's all good. But the church is primarily the place and the people among whom we give our lives away to. And I will never discover who I am unless I give myself to you. That's the irony and the strange thing about it. I don't really find out who I am in a room alone, even though that's where I'd rather be. Because that's kind of my introverted personality. You with me? You can't be wholehearted toward Jesus and half-hearted toward the church. It's like somebody coming to me and saying, you know, Sam, we really like you, but not D so much. Now, no one's ever said that. No one's ever said, yeah, you know that's true. No one ever says that. I do get the opposite reaction, though, Steve, when I travel around churches, and if D doesn't come to me, people just come right up to my face. Where's D? Oh, she's not here. Oh. I'm like, man, I came, you know? I'm here. Really? Do you have to show your disappointment so profoundly that because... But that's my problem. That's my issue I have to overcome. But the bottom line is that the body of Christ is where Jesus does his work. Do you know that he won't undermine his body? He's a good team leader, Jesus is. And he won't undermine his own church and give you what you need to know directly. Now, does he do that? Does he speak to you directly? Absolutely. Does he speak to you? Of course. But he will not always give you direction directly because other people in the body of Christ have things to share with you and give you and teach you. They're not always pleasant either. It's not always a perfect channel that you're hearing from, unless it's coming from me. But the other people around you are not perfect. They're not as wonderful as I am. Think about it. Oh, man, my biggest nemesis would say that. Don't listen to anything Ed tells you, by the way. You know, we're always looking for direction from God. I always am. I was, oh, Jesus, tell me. He's saying, be a part of my body, and I'll give you direction. You know, one of the things I hear, and I totally understand, I'm kind of on a little rant here with this, but just please hear what I'm saying. People say, I've said it, you know, I'm not into religion, I'm into relationship. You know, I understand those sentiments. I think normally what we're trying to say is we're not into religious ritual and dry liturgy and just doing religious stuff for the sake of doing it, but we're into a living relationship with Christ. Is that true? That's what we mean by that. But sometimes that can bleed into that Christianity or faith is just me and Jesus and this personal relationship. Well, the problem with that is that I can then make Jesus exactly like I want him to be for me. Oh, you know, I'm putting the finishing touches on Jesus. He's almost the way I'd like him to be. So please don't interfere with my theology. Very good. I have now made Jesus in the image of moi. Because that's the goal of Christianity, to make Jesus more like me. It's supposed to be the other... Oh, rats. You know, we Americans, nobody can do that like we Americans. Let's make Jesus all about us. So what I'm saying is that Jesus himself set it up so that we would have a relationship personally with the Holy Spirit. But that we also must be grounded in the Scripture. The Scripture shapes us. The Scripture teaches us, it corrects us, and we all also must be grounded in the people of God. You know, one of the things I'd like to ask you to do, because I'm not the pastor anymore, so I can just say whatever I want, is I want to ask you to find out what the identity of this church is. You know that every church is a little different, and it should be. Every church kind of has its own personality. Instead of trying to recreate an experience that perhaps you've had in another church, because I always do that, find out, listen to God and those around you, and find out who is this church to be, and give yourself completely to helping your church become who it's meant to be. And then you know what you'll find out in the process? You'll find out who you are. You'll find that Jesus is saying to you, blessed are you. because you know who I am and you recognize my church. You recognize my church whom the gates of hell cannot overcome. Jesus speaks of the church in the possessive. It is His. Cannot be separated from Him. You know, if you ask a mother, who here has little ones maybe younger than five? Oh, yes. Oh, mothers are very proud of that. I'm one. My life is miserable. I want you to know that. We know. Four of them. It's clarified. Not just one, sir. Four. What if we were to make one of your children like one of her children? Should we try? Oh, for crying out loud. What kind of answer is that? What mothers usually do is they go, don't try to change, which is basically what she's saying. Don't try to change my kids. My kids are my kids are my kids. You might find another good kid, but you're never going to make that kid like this kid because this kid's my kid. But she's very tired. You can tell. So my point is that mothers know instinctively that their children are unique. And they need to be disciplined and they need to grow up, but they are who they are and you don't make them into someone else. Are you all with me on that? That's the way our church is too. Find out who we are and then throw yourself into it. Listen, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking the same thing I am. Look, I've done this before, been there, done that, been hurt. People are hypocrites. Look around you. They're hypocrites. Look around. They're everywhere in the room. You know, a hypocrite is simply someone who doesn't live up to what they say they believe. So let's all try to live up as much as possible to what we believe. But that's one of the reasons why we're here, right? To learn how to live up to what we believe. So is it really fair to say, oh yeah, the church is full of hypocrites? Hello, no, duh. Yeah, I went to the gym last week. I walked in. I looked around. I was so offended and shocked that I found the manager and I said, look, manager, I don't know if you know that you need to come out of your little office and get with the program and face reality. And I took him out on the gym floor, and I said, I want you to look out of all those people out there. There are a lot of out-of-shape people in your gym. And you need to take some personal responsibility for it. Because I just saw your ad on television, and there weren't any out-of-shape people on that ad. And the reason why I came today was to kind of check those people out. And so I thought when I came into your gym that all those beautiful, perfect people would be there. You know, that's the same kind of idiotic mentality that says, well, I'm not going to be a part of the church because there's a bunch of people there. Well, yeah. And it's all of our imperfections together, working on those imperfections, that actually Jesus is using to change us into His image. Are you with me on that? I know you don't like it. Don't shout me down. But that's the tool that Jesus wants to use in us. I want to ask you today, join your church. And I'm not just talking about signing the membership card, although I really believe in that too. That's another little thing, you know, that we have in our society. Well, I don't need to sign a piece of paper. Oh, really? I don't know about you, but there was a point that, you know, Dee said, we're going to put a ring on it. Oh, baby, I just love you, man. We don't need to put it up. Oh, yeah, we do. Okay, I'm sorry. I guess we do need to put a ring on it. We need to sign a paper. We need to. That's what a vow is. That's what a commitment is. It's not just based on how I feel now. Right? But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about bringing your heart back to the church. You know, I know what it's like to pastor a church, actually be the lead guy, and know that my heart is not really joined to the church. You know how you do that? You get hurt. You get bumped around a little bit. Don't raise your hand if that's you. You get tired of it. You say, oh man, these people. Y'all. I don't want to do that. So I'll just, and you can do that in the seat. You can give and tithe and show up, but really your heart is not really joined to the body of Christ. And the church can't be everything it's called to be until I sort of go, I kind of have to go like this. There it is. Here. Here's my heart, Lord. See, it's not just giving it to Jesus. That's kind of easy, huh? But it's giving it. That's what communion is. That's what we did today. I mean, that's kind of a... But we really are just kind of saying, okay, here's my heart, Andrew. You better be tender with my heart. That's what it is. That's what communion is. That's what following Christ is. It's saying, I'm here to serve, to trust people that are imperfect. I promise you that all of your leaders will fail you. Did I make that clear? So if you said, well, I'd follow those leaders if they wouldn't fail me. Well, then you'll never really follow Jesus. You know, how many of you ever heard of a guy named D.L. Moody? Some of you have the Moody Institute. It's still going. D.L. Moody was a famous pastor and evangelist in the early 20th century in Chicago. And he had a very fruitful, large evangelistic church. And one day he got a call from one of his most prominent members, an influential and affluent businessman, who said, D.L., you know I love you. You know I love your church. You know I love God, but I'm not going to be a part of the church anymore. Sort of interfering with some of my social interactions in the great city of Chicago, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I just want you to know, I don't want you to be offended. I still love God, but I don't think I need the church. D.L. said, yes, I understand that. Can I just come talk with you and spend an evening with you? He went over to the man's beautiful home and had a meal with him, and they spent time together. They didn't talk about this issue the entire time. At the end of the evening, they walked up, just before D.L. left, they walked up to the man's beautiful fireplace. It was a raging fire on a cold Chicago night. And D.L. pulled out a little ember, burning ember, hot fire, takes it out, puts it on the hearth, and in just a few moments, it went from burning hot ember to dead black coal. The businessman looked at that. He looked at D.L. and he said, oh. I get it. We were meant to stay on fire and burn together. So today, let's pray. Today, I want to ask you to do something while your eyes are closed. I want to ask you to join this church. I'm going to be so bold to say that. Now, not everyone can do that yet. I understand that. But if you're here and you know that it's time for you to join this church, again, I'm not talking today about actually signing a membership. I'm not talking about official membership. In fact, you may be an official member here. You may give and serve. What I'm saying is, if your heart, like mine sometimes, has grown reserved and you've pulled your heart back from the community of faith. And today you want to say, Lord, I want to join your people. And in that, join you truly. If you're here today and you want to say that to the Lord, I'm going to ask you just right now, just to look at me. Now, don't do it yet. Don't do it yet. Because I want to clarify that I'm not keeping track of you, and this is really between you and the Lord, but it's also between you and the people around you as well. That you're saying, I need to give my heart again. The only way we ever get healed is to use what's been hurt and make it active again, and it's always painful. If you're here and you'd like to say, Lord, I'm going to join my heart to this church, just look at me right now. Wow. Wow. Just look right at me just for a moment. I thank you, Lord, for my friends. As they look at me, I look back at them and say, I need to do the same thing. I need to give myself to you, give myself to my community. Lord, help us to follow you by following and leading each other. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this North Rock resource. To find out more information about North Rock Church, check us out at www.northrockchurch.com.